tell your smartphone to smarten up. Subscribe to the Brady and Walker podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan. On demand. On demand. This is Brady and Walker. Watch it on Sportsnet 360. Hear it on sportsnet.ca/590. And Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Welcome back to the show. It is Brady and Walker. It's a big edition of the show today for obvious reasons. We'll continue to hear from you, Mike Wilner, coming up shortly. It's been a crazy day of reaction. Is it?
Hi, Victoria.
Now, listen. This is what we know. People are upset by this, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be. I understand it. Completely understand it. Is it warranted that you're upset? That's what's up for discussion. I get it, because fans are fans. And sometimes, listen, we can all be weather vanes. A year ago at the trade deadline, Alex Anthopoulos stood pat, and people phoned our show and said, fire this guy. People like big moves. You got the Josh Donaldson deal. This deadline, Alex Anthopoulos began to run this town. People love him. And right when his contract ran out this year, he owns a key to the city. In Alex, we trust. And I get it. I said it before. He's the figurehead for the greatest summer and fall of baseball that we've had in this city in over two decades. My biggest question today does not lie with Alex Anthopoulos. It does lie with the future under Mark Shapiro. He's a good baseball guy. I'm not going to sit here and say, this is absolutely the right move and he should run this team. I'm not going to say that, right? People are emailing in saying, you guys are Roger Shills. Mark Shapiro is not an idiot. But yes, Alex Anthopoulos is still my guy. This whole Mark Shapiro regime, no doubt, from a PR standpoint, has started off on very awkward footing. And here is why. This offseason was going to have its challenges. Whether it was Shapiro at the helm, whether it's Shapiro's guy coming in at the helm, or Anthopoulos at the helm. They need pitchers. Free agency's always been a tough sell here in Toronto. So, this is the tough part. With Shapiro, there's no wiggle room. What does he do? He's already unpopular. If he breaks this team up, if the team takes a step back, if they're not competitive, it goes from unpopularity to utter disaster. And that's why he has to tiptoe around a little bit.
This is Brady and Walker. Watch it on Sportsnet 360. Hear it on sportsnet.ca/590. And Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
My goal, my desire was always to be with the Toronto Blue Jays, you know, for the remainder of my career, however long that was going to last. You know, there was no doubt about that for me, and I operated that way. So, you know, when we signed Vladdy Guerrero Jr. at the end of July as a 16-year-old, I had every expectation that, you know, I was going to be here to see him make his big league debut.
There's Alex Anthopoulos. He just spoke to some members of the media on a conference call that filled up. We will play you lots of it. There will be details. We couldn't air a conference call. If you've ever worked in this industry, it's terrible radio. John Tortorella had a conference call when he was announced as a World Cup head coach for Team USA, and he was asked like questions about cucumbers and sexual devices, and it just got like anybody can get on a conference call and ask anything. So you need a better format, a better channel. Let me address this first. We're gonna talk to Mike Wilner in a second, then a call or two. My blood's not boiling over this because I half expected it when I woke up this morning, but you'd be surprised how often in 5.5 years I have not been called a Roger Shill. You'd be surprised how little it's happened. I want you people to know something too. I've worked at this place quite a long time, more than half a decade. I've never been told what to say. I've never been encouraged to be more positive. Sometimes I go home at night and I think, should I be more positive? What do people want? Where am I in my life with thinking about this stuff? But I'll tell you something. There's a lot of people right now, when we want to talk about shilling, okay? Not Kurt, but shilling for a product. There's a lot of people right now who are drawing a paycheck from Bell, who are destroying Rogers right now. So let's ask about their objectivity in this matter. Let's look into that a little bit and ask, when they've been dummied in television ratings for the last several months to a year, when they're now the second most watched network instead of the first most watched network, never mind radio, where they've been a hot pail of garbage for the half decade that they've been on the air. You'd be better off sending carrier pigeons out in 2015 if you want to get a message out. So be really careful. That guy's a Roger Shill. Is that guy from Bell telling it like it is? Got to be honest about these things sometimes. There's lots of great people that work there. I'm friends with a lot of people that do it, but I'm friends with a lot of people here too. I don't care what you think about the Shill factor. Understand, everybody's got a boss. Everybody's got a boss. You don't always have to agree with your boss. Your boss, more often than not, and our boss is here with Andrew, with me. This is our show. They let us say what we think. And that's never, ever changed, and that's never, ever going to change. That's what I think.
Yeah, today is about Alex Anthopoulos, and it's about Mark Shapiro, and it's about you, the fans, who filled the Rogers Center for the better part of the last 3-4 months. And listen, the Blue Jays, not the middle, but the beginning of Leafs season, captivated this country. It was incredible. So emotions are going to run high. Alex Anthopoulos is the most popular guy in this city right now. More popular than any sports executive in the last decade here in this city. There is absolutely no doubt of that. The only one that's even come close was maybe Masai Ujiri when he gave his F Brooklyn speech before the Raptors game one.
Yeah, people did love that.
Right, they love that. Everything he was doing was turning to gold.
Great point on Twitter. How many fans in a visitor's ballpark would chant a GM's name? The thank you, Alex chant in Baltimore, Camden Yards, when they clinched the division. And hey, he deserves it. No one's saying he does not.
It is a really unfortunate ending here. And we don't know all the reasons behind it. We don't know. Like I'm speculating, but this is basically what it is. Alex Anthopoulos feels an ownership of this team, and he should. These are his guys. Josh Donaldson is his guy. Marco Estrada is his guy, right? Troy Tulowitzki, he went out and got that guy. He's been trying to get him for years. This is his team that he built, and he wants the final say, and he wasn't going to get it.
He wasn't going to get
it. So he walked away. I don't blame him. I think it's a really unfortunate ending, and you have a right to be upset. You have a right to be mad, right? All we're trying to do, and we don't approach this from the exact same thing. Life does go on. You can approach this from a reasonable, rational sense. Life goes on. This is a pretty good ball club. This is a really good fan base. They're set up pretty well. Mark Shapiro is not coming here to lose. He wants to win. Everybody wants to win here. I'd rather have Alex Anthopoulos here too. If I could have my say, I wish he had 2 years left on his deal.
I know.
Because I believe in the vision.
I'll tell you what else.
He's hitting a stride as a GM.
I don't believe Mark Shapiro wanted Alex Anthopoulos not here. I don't believe he wanted him to quit. Why would you want that kind of hailstorm of public criticism?
That's what it is. It's an absolute hailstorm.
But he doesn't want that, right? Mark Shapiro wants it to work. But he's also his boss. He's also been hired to be somebody's boss. Somebody can't be our boss and go, hey, you guys do what you want. Like anything you want. Anything. Go around me and go all the way over my head anytime you want. That's not the way to start a business relationship. It's never going to work if that's the case.
Let me ask a couple questions. Okay. What are people saying today? Hypotheticals. What happens to this whole situation if, let's say, they lose game 3 in Texas? Troy Tulowitzki doesn't hit the home run. They get swept by the Rangers. There's obviously less vitriol today. But is it still there? How prevalent is it?
I think there's, I will answer that and say there's less, but there's also, I think there's less vitriol if game 3 of the World Series, even if you're down 2-0, is in New York tomorrow night and the Jays are in it. People are still mad about Friday. I'm disappointed. You said this is the sort of the first day you felt like normal. Mm-hmm. It was tough. We all went to the games. We all, you know, if you didn't shed a tear, you just felt heartsick about how it ended. There's guys at third and first base with nobody out, tying runs at third. Maybe the winning run to force a game 7. Kansas City had another at bat, is at first base. And then it's at second base. So we all felt this on Friday night. But it's okay. Listen, it's okay for Alex Anthopoulos to say, I want to run a baseball team. But you know who it's okay for too? Mark Shapiro. It's okay for Mark Shapiro to want to have his hand and have some say in business decisions. And again, I'll reiterate, I'm really disappointed. Two really smart baseball guys, two guys who are considered classy by everybody that comes across them. And you got to be a little cutthroat. It's a business. I don't doubt there's some stuff leaking out here, from both sides of this that might not paint everybody in a favorable light. I'm really disappointed it came to this. I wish it could have been, like I said off the top of the show, a really happy, fruitful, productive marriage, because the team's gonna look mostly to me like the team that we saw finish up. The whole freaking lineup's back except Deonner Navarro. The pitching staff is going to need the work, but it needed that work with, I'd rather have both guys working angles, working contacts, working phones, offering contracts than just the one they're going to have now. And I don't know if Shapiro's going to be the GM to start or whether he isn't. Maybe he needs to be, because think about this, Andrew. This is something we haven't even broached with the people, our listeners. We haven't even talked about how, if Mark Shapiro's getting received this way, how's the new GM going to be? Oh, yeah, I brought in some stooge. You're just going to do what Shapiro says, man.
Sure.
Give that guy, is that guy get a fair shake? Does that guy get a fair chance from all these other objective people working for other media companies who are blasting away today with their cannons? I doubt it. I doubt it. Mike Wilner is, of course, down there and participated in the conference call with Alex Anthopoulos earlier today. Mike, what's a lot of people want to know what you have to say. A lot of people follow you on Twitter. What do you want to say the most about what's transpired, and has anything changed for you in terms of perception of this in the 8-9 hours now that we've known about it?
What do I want to say the most about what people are saying to me?
No, what do you want to say the most about how you feel about this going forward for the Blue Jays? We're just disappointed. Like, I get anger, I get fan anger, I get boycott talk and disaster talk, and they'll lose 100 games now. But I think we're all just disappointed that two really smart baseball executives couldn't work together and make this a great franchise.
Yeah, aren't going to work together. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that it's disappointing. We have no idea what direction this franchise is going to take. You would hope that after the last 3 months, everyone would recognize what's here and what's capable of going on, and that Mark Shapiro and whoever he brings in, if he even does bring in a general manager, would continue on the course and try to win the division again and continue to build what the Blue Jays have done and get even further in the playoffs next year. I get the fan anger too, but really we have no idea what Mark Shapiro's plans are. So I think it's important to wait and hear what he has to say, wait and hear what the direction will be with him in charge is. But before you start talking about how everything's going to be dismantled and they're going to lose 100 games and this team's going to be terrible for 20 years, I think that all that stuff is a little off the rails.
That said, not that perception and not that the anger that we're receiving on the air today, not that it's everything, because, you know, this team wins out of the gate next year and people will be back. But this is far from ideal, isn't it, Mike? After what was such a great season, Mark Shapiro doesn't want his tenure to open up this way. This was never the plan. This is bordering on disaster.
A disaster is a little heavy, but yeah, this was absolutely never the plan. There's no question about that. And Alex Anthopoulos said it several times on the conference call that Mark Shapiro and Rogers ownership did whatever they could to try to get them to stay, and he just didn't feel as though it was the right fit. And yeah, this is absolutely not the way anyone wanted this tenure to begin, but this is what they're dealing with right now. And you've still got a great baseball team that needs a lot of work on the pitching side, but it's still a great offense and a great defense. And those are two things that that stand you in very good stead. So I think disaster is strong. As I said earlier, Alex Anthopoulos is a wonderful, bright, creative, tremendous baseball guy, but he's not the only one. He's the one that I would want running my show, but there are a lot of other good, creative, bright baseball people that can be brought in here and that can help. And there are a lot in the front office, too, and Tony LaCava and Andrew Tinnish and Perry Manassian and a lot of the guys who are underneath them. So the hope is that the Blue Jays stay going the course the way they're going. And again, I don't think we can talk about the sky falling before we even hear what Mark Shapiro plans to do.
We haven't touched on this yet, but the question will be asked today, obviously, what does this mean for John Gibbons? If a new president comes in and the general manager isn't staying, one would think there's not a lot of rope for John Gibbons. What do you see happening?
I think it could go one of two ways. I mean, John Gibbons could get fired tomorrow. Or John Gibbons could get a 3-year contract extension on Monday when Mark Shapiro takes over. I think that it depends on I don't know what kind of damage control that anybody wants to do, and if keeping Gibby would be seen as an olive branch. He's a terrific manager. I don't know what Mark Shapiro thinks of him, but if that's seen as an olive branch to the fans, then maybe that's something they do. If not, then maybe just Shapiro makes his own evaluation and decides whether to keep him or not based on that. I hope that John Gibbons stays. I hope that Alex Anthopoulos would stay. So, you know, if Gibby stays, I'm at least batting 500.
We want you batting about 800. We like that idea. We like those numbers next to your stat line. The thing that just occurred to us, we didn't talk about it all in the first hour, and if today's not the day for it, that's all fine and good. When I see how many people are in on Mark Shapiro today, and yes, it will calm down. The hailstorm will calm down. The weather, the sun will come up the next morning, tomorrow. The next GM, if Mark Shapiro hires a GM, man, this guy could be a really good baseball guy. Could be a really bright young guy. The GM thing's really a young man's game now in Major League Baseball. It's never been younger in any sport. Good luck to that guy for people not saying, oh, yeah, Shapiro and his lapdog, Shapiro and his stooge. I hope people will understand he's not... Mark Shapiro went to Princeton. Mark Shapiro is not going to hire some moron just like he isn't a moron. He wants to come here and win 115 games in 6 World Series. That guy's as competitive as anybody in the sport.
Yeah, I don't think anyone should expect that Mark Shapiro is coming in here to try to dismantle an organization and lose 90 games 5 years in a row. That's not what's happening here. And Alex Anthopoulos had great things to say about Mark Shapiro on his conference call. And one hopes, you know, Tony LaCava was a great lieutenant for Alex and for J.P. Ricciardi, and one hopes that he's the guy who gets this GM job. But Shapiro, if he hires a GM, and I expect that he will, is going to hire someone who's going to execute his vision of the team, whatever that is. But it is definitely to build a consistent winning team in Toronto. There's no question about that. I think, you know, I do understand the outrage, and I understand that it's Twitter, it's social media, and outrage is always magnified by about a bazillion times because...
Well, there's no accountability, but there's a million reasons.
Things.
Yeah.
That too. But the thing is, and Alex said this too in his conference call, and it's important to remember, Mark Shapiro has not said a single word yet as president of the Toronto Blue Jays. He doesn't even take the job until Monday. And I think it's important to wait and hear what this guy has to say before calling for his job and looking to string him up.
That is one thing, Mike. Mike Wilner joins us on Brady and Walker about Shapiro and why there's this unknown factor and a lot of fan anger. What was the one report that came out today, and I'll ask you about it, is that Shapiro met with Anthopoulos, the report says, and scolded him for trading all these prospects. Meanwhile, people in this city say, yeah, you're damn right we traded prospects because they brought in David Price and Troy Tulowitzki and Josh Donaldson and made the playoffs for the first time in 22 years. People will not like reports like that.
But that report's not true. So, I mean, they can like it or they can not like it. That's not what happened. It said that was Alex's one and only meeting with Mark Shapiro. That's not true. Mm-hmm. It said that Alex was scolded. That's not true. I don't know whether what Mark Shapiro thought of the trades. I don't know what he thought of the prospects given up and the people brought in. But he was absolutely not scolding Alex Anthopoulos for making those trades. So we can just put that to bed now, hopefully, although I know a lot of people saw it in the morning and they're going to continue to believe that it's true. But look, again, we need to hear from Mark Shapiro, and he'll be asked what he thought of the deals and what he thought of Alex trading 16 prospects. And hopefully he'll answer and we'll hear what he has to say about that. But the truth of the matter is there is a banner flying right now at Rogers Center over center field that says 2015 AL East champions. That's what those trades did. Alex Anthopoulos had perhaps the best trade deadline that any general manager in the history of any sport has ever had in bringing in the 5 guys that he brought in and Josh Donaldson and Russ Martin in the offseason before that. And this team was in the playoffs for the first time in 22 years. Yeah, they fell short, but those deals, it's very hard to sit here and say that those deals were not absolutely worth making.
It's Mike Wilner joining us on Brady and Walker. We right outside Gate 5. Don't look over your shoulder. I promise you Gate 5 is there. Thank you for doing this for us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I hope I was able to properly hide my shivering.
There were men. There were grown men wrestling behind you.
Just a few more questions.
So we weren't able to hide that. We'll let you, get inside and out of the, take the wind in the second half. Mike Wilner joining us on Brady and Walker. Ah, some levity. We'll all calm down. It'll happen. I got a good feeling about it.
Now, people are more angry than I thought they'd be. And I get it. Because I woke up and said, well, you know, that's going to be an unpopular move. Because, hey, it's unpopular with me. I don't like it, right? Alex Anthopoulos was the guy, right? This is his city right now.
Do you agree or disagree? I'm going to think you, but I want to know to what extent. And tell me if you tell me it's got 0%, Brady, you're way off base here. You can do that. You've done it before. I mentioned this morning, I said, let's say John Farrell had won the AL East and gone to the ALCS as a Jays manager and then said, you know what? That was a lot of fun. I want to go to Boston because I want to. And also, I feel like there's a little bit of interference in who I should play and what I should do and the players. So if I don't have a say I just want to go somewhere for a better place. We killed John Farrell for wanting to go to Boston.
Right.
Alex Anthopoulos wants to go somewhere and have autonomy and have a new start. And we don't know where that is yet, but I bet you Alex Anthopoulos.
No, but John Farrell wanted to go to point A. It was his dream job, he said.
But is it? I know. And that quote cost him, obviously, a lot of people who would. Had he done it the way Alex Anthopoulos did it, maybe it's a little bit different. Again.
John Farrell never rose to the level of. Here's the key to the city, sir.
But I'm saying like what Alex he did. Thought,
but he didn't. I don't know what to tell you. He didn't.
I know. It's not the same, but I can eventually, there's been times in my life where I'm like, do I want to make a big stand here? Do I want to make a big statement? Or do I let it sit for 48 hours and you know, calm myself down a little bit, which I'm good at. I'm good at getting worked up, but I'm even better at calming myself down. And maybe Alex Anthopoulos, maybe this was a bit of a game of chicken. It had to be a bit of a game of chicken. He knows how popular he is. He has to have an ego. He knows he's beloved by fans here. So he can play it this way, and still they weren't going to budge. They were like, sorry, Mark, you report to Mark. You report to Mark. You will meet with Mark. You will do this. And maybe he just said, screw it.
What would have happened had they won? What would have happened if they're still playing? And they beat the New York Mets. What happens if they're, and listen, they're not far off. Like, I'm here to tell you, maybe this sounds dumb. There's not a huge difference between what they did this year and winning the World Series. Like, it's really close in terms of quality of product. If you're watching games 1 and 2 of the World Series last two nights, and I know you picked the Mets, but.
Oh, it doesn't matter that.
To see what Kansas City is doing to the Mets goes even further to validate how freaking good this team was. You took Kansas City right to the brink, and they're doing to the Mets what they did to you, except this is way easier.
And if they get
them.
Through Syndergaard tomorrow, this could be we're not even talking about baseball on Sunday night. It's over on Saturday, potentially. I know. That's where it's at. Yes, people would be very proud to say we were the second best team in all of baseball, or we were one of the two best that just didn't play as well as the other team did and execute as well as the other team did, barely over an 11-day stretch. There's a source of pride in that.
I saw a tweet in here at Brady and Walker. I had to scroll through all the ones yelling at us that were Rodgers shills. I don't know where you're getting that, honestly. But it said his biggest problem with this was, yes, you're replacing Paul Beeston. And that's been in the works for a long time. As clunky long as it time. Was, the Kenny Williams stuff, the Dan Duquette stuff, that had to happen. A guy like Mark Shapiro had to come in here. But he said this was easily avoidable because they could have brought in a strictly business guy. They brought in a baseball guy. That's what Mark Shapiro is. He is a baseball guy. So was this preventable?
Yeah.
Because maybe at the time, they said, maybe we don't, with Alex Anthopoulos' contract running out, we believe in him, but not 100%.
I know. But again, there's been so much double speak. And it's sports. If only we could all, you know, sit around a big wooden table and all our teams would win all the time. It doesn't work that way. But 3-4 years ago, what's the bitch about Rodgers? And yes, from people who work for other, Rodgers is so cheap, man. They won't spend the money. They started spending the money. Not everything worked out when they spent the money. Last summer, oh, get off your wallet and trade for some aces and millionaire play. They didn't think they could win then. And they also had to get the farm system up to the point where they could do it a year from now and get to the ALCS. So you got to, again, couch every word that you hear on the radio or on the TV, every column that you read tomorrow morning, and think, what's this person's agenda? Yeah, I work for the same company. You work for the same company. I've never known a more passionate sports fan. I've never worked with a more passionate sports fan. You are not going to, this team, if this team is 70 and 92, you and I are going to get on the radio and explain the reasons why they're 70 and 92.
Right.
Right. And it's just incredible. It's incredible. So if everybody that does not work for Rodgers is utterly objective about this. I can't get over this stuff I'm seeing today. And again, if you're not getting the crap kicked out of you on TV and radio ratings, maybe you feel a bit differently.
Yeah.
But you get a paycheck. Everybody gets paycheck from somewhere. We know that.
Hey, and listen, I'm like a lot of people out there, because this was a, even working in this industry and coming in and doing a show after every one of these playoff games, and there we were, and it was October 21st, and we're still at the Rogers Center. And for somebody that loves baseball, it was awesome. Might have been the best 2-3 months of my career so far.
Yeah.
All 18 months of my career. No. But I'm like you. Right now, you're sitting there, you're angry. And I wish that, remember years ago, so I want to say it was 2004. And at the time, the CBC announced, Ron McLean, you're out of a job. And do you remember what happened? Now, this is pre-social media. There was about 150,000 letters, like handwritten letters, emailed or mailed.
That's right.
To CBC. Do you remember that? And they rehired Ron McLean based on public outcry before there was Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of stuff. It was incredible. Ron McLean, I remember him talking about it, was incredibly humbled. That's not going to happen here, right? No. You can complain. No. I can complain on the radio. We want Alex Anthopoulos back. This is his team. He's the captain. He's the leader. It's not going to happen. It's unfortunate.
It's unbelievably unfortunate.
It's unbelievably unfortunate. Life is going to go on. But here's the thing. I'm as afraid as you are, because this is your team. This is our team, too. We watched it all come together. We went to the Rogers Center. We saw American networks come in here for the playoffs. There's an attachment to this team from this country. I get it. And you want like an anti-Rogers shill? If Mark Shapiro comes in here and tears it down, he will get it right between the eyes on this show, in this city, at this radio station. You have our word on that.
We promise. Guess what? It's not going to happen before then. Smart baseball guy. Two smart baseball guys couldn't agree on what the smart baseball guys were going to do in the office on a weekly basis.
Sure.
That's what happened here. It's not about anything else. One more on this, and then we'll get some calls after, we promise. Namish in Mississauga, you've been waiting patiently, and we appreciate that. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, really, really good. Just another day.
Yeah. I was disappointed in Greg Zahn's comments about Anthopoulos.
I didn't hear all of them. I heard some of them.
Yeah, he wasn't too complimentary about him. He was like, yeah, okay, you got Price, and he got Tulowitzki, and did the Donaldson thing, and the Martin thing, and Revere thing. But it's like, seriously? Well, what is Shapiro? Well, I pronounce it Shapiro, but I guess it's Shapiro. But anyway, what's he done? I just went on his personal website and stuff. Yeah, he was executive, two times a year. I get that, but at an older age. Alex is a kid, man. Let him learn. Let him do stuff. He's, the team he built, it's his team, as you guys have said already in the past.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment, and you're not alone today, but that's the perception of it. You can do it one of two ways. Everybody, he felt like a part of, and Andrew pointed this out, a part of the extension and a continuation of the players. We did that with Pat Burns here. We did that with Pat Burns here with Doug Gilmore and Dave Andrechuk and Felix Botvan and everybody that did what they did in 93 and 94. And it sort of crested again with not to the same emotion with Pat Quinn with the 99 and 02 teams. You win every time you win, if an executive feels a little more part of it, and we include them in our thoughts and praises a little bit more. But remember, they're the ones that get drilled when things don't necessarily go well. And again, over the span of 6 years, He did pretty well. He didn't do excellent. It's hard to do excellent. It's hard to have the most wins among GMs over a six-year span. And Alex was 15th. He never had a bottom end budget. He never had a budget that was below the top half. He had a really, really good finish here, and I would have been fascinated to see them work together, and we don't get to.
Yeah, but it all breaks down. It all breaks down to what have you done for me lately? And what's happened lately was one of the best sporting moments in this country
flip
in two decades.
Flip, Andrew, you nailed it, because flip the years around. When Cito Gaston left, it was already 4 or 5 years after the World Series. And when Paul Beeson left and Pat Gillick left, people were like, yeah. Those were a lot of fun. It was you weren't right in the heat of the moment, as Asia would say.
Plenty more still to come. Bob Nightingale will join us, and we'll be Insider USA Today. We'll pick his brain on what he sees happening in Toronto today from an outside perspective. And, of course, stay on the line. Plenty of your phone calls as well. Brady and Walker continues. Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Sportsnet 360.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Back to Brady and Walker on TV at Sportsnet 360. Online at sportsnet.ca/590. And on your radio at Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Welcome back. It is Brady and Walker on a very eventful Thursday. Thursday Night Football on Sportsnet tonight, by the way. It's New England and Miami.
Yeah.
So I got Edelman and Gronk, but the guy who I'm playing Brady.
I know. Like I've been saying for the last hour and a half, if Louis Scholl is not going to score, I don't think it's going to be a very effective season for the.
Yeah, you know it's a big.
We feel bad. We want to talk a lot of Toronto Raptors today. We kind of can't. They'll understand. There's 81 more games.
It's a long season.
An impressive comeback win. We were all happy about the comeback win last night. And they play in Boston tomorrow night. We'll address it a lot more tomorrow, I'm sure.
People understand. Nick Kiprios is, he's not in here. He's outside of the studio. He's making the rounds. You know, it's a big news day when Kiprios is running around.
I think it was phone related. Now, I hope he wasn't canceling his phone service.
Because he's upset.
Because he's Greek.
Listen, I will say this, right? I think that there's an impression, and maybe it's just Brady, maybe it's both of us, I don't know, that we don't understand where this fan base is coming from. Listen, we lived and died with every pitch just like you did. And let's put this into perspective here. This year, Alex Anthopoulos made a trade with Oakland to bring in the American League MVP, who had a career season. Then they returned to the playoffs after that trade deadline for the first time in 22 years. Then fans were chanting his name in Baltimore as they clinched the American League East. Then he won Executive of the Year, and now he's gone. Yes, this is bad. It's bad optics. It's a bad look. It's bad for fans.
Nope.
We totally get it.
No one's saying it's a good day. It's not a good day.
It's not a good day.
I can't use the word disappointed enough times, but you know what I'm not? Selling out that it's going to be disastrous. Selling out that it's going to be a huge regression on the field. Mark Spira has just as much work to do today as he did yesterday with this team, except maybe now he needs to find GM. But I'm disappointed that they can't do the work together. I can't say it enough times. And listen, Alex Anthopoulos knows how to play the game. You like him. We all like him because he's affable and he's friendly and we think great story. Everybody loves the story. We all know that. We've said that already. But Alex Anthopoulos is basically like, I wanted to be here, and Mark wanted me to be here, and it's not about money. But you're leaving.
Yeah.
Why?
Is there?
So there's always more to the story at the end of the day. And like I said, nobody just wakes up in the morning and goes, today's a good day to get divorced. There's always things brewing coming before this, and they're never 100-0 in terms of percentage of blame. Never.
Let me ask you this, because this is out there a little bit.
Ike Turner. He was very bad.
And you know me. Yeah. Alex Anthopoulos is my guy. And I said that before the trade deadline. You know that, right? You know that. Because everyone says the right things, and yet Alex Anthopoulos is leaving. And there's no general managerial vacancy out there. Did it come about? Did Alex Anthopoulos, somewhere along the line here, because we say it all the time in this business, everybody is replaceable, even if you think you're not. And I know it feels like Alex Anthopoulos is irreplaceable. But did Alex possibly somewhere along the line overplay his hand a little bit?
There could have been a little bluff game. Could have been a little game of chicken going on. Why would that be so strange to people? What, people need to get their heads around that a little bit more. Bob Nightingale is the excellent MLB insider for USA Today. Was on with us before the trade deadline. Was great. Bob, you're a very connected guy in the baseball business. You have been for a long, long time. Did you? You were probably hearing coin flip stuff, 50-50 stuff, but people are downright shocked in Toronto today, should they be, that this Shapiro-Anthopoulos marriage, I guess, well, it never got consummated, let alone didn't work.
Yeah, I think everybody's surprised just because you've been hearing whispers that Alex would be disgruntled or a potential problem there. And I think, you know, when you look back, you know, Shapiro was hired there in early August when things, you know, weren't that good in Toronto. So it's probably got, okay, you got full authority, which is fine. Because the team is struggling, they may have to do a fire sale at some point. And then they, boom, you know, the Blue Jays take off. And Alex deserved to have, you know, the power he had before. And Shapiro signed up to have that power. So, obviously, a huge conflict there. And since Shapiro's the boss, you know, he wins.
What element of, like, who's at fault here from your perspective, Bob? Is this a situation that, hey, maybe everyone comes out a winner? Or do you look at this situation and say, this had to get done at this timeline, and it didn't, and that's why it failed?
Yeah, I think it's the Rogers Corporation's at fault. I mean, last year was very clumsy and embarrassing, you know, having, you know, talking to Kenny Williams and also, you know, Dan Duquette
sure.
and everything else. Well, you know, Paul Mesa was still in the job. And now I think it's almost like, okay, we got to get someone in place here. Things aren't going good. And they certainly could have waited. I mean, Paul wasn't ready to leave. They could wait to the end of the year, and he decided it. But to hire him then and not have him start then, say, okay, you take over when the Blue Jay season's over, that was a real awkward part. And you know, kind of an embarrassing start because, you know, Alex deserves to still be there.
Yeah, it was. Like I said, I'm disappointed more than angry about it. As somebody like it's, and you know how it goes with local media. You can have a big picture macro perspective, and I'll tell you from working here for the last 8 years and being an Ontario kid, this was so much fun. It was a lot of fun. I don't know that there's no more fun because of the decision today. It just would have felt they would have felt they added to the arsenal by having both guys in the front office, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Mark Shapiro is very well respected. He always goes to the owners' meetings. And, you know, he's supposed to be more of a business guy. You know, he overlooked everything, but, you know, let the baseball people handle their stuff, even though he has a baseball background. So I think that's what's surprising. You know, maybe Alex thought it was going to be more like a, you know, a Cubs situation or a Dodger situation where the president is really the GM.
Now, this is tricky also. Does Mark Shapiro take on a Dave Dombrowski role and be the president and GM, at least temporarily, as he did with Florida, as he did with Detroit? You can imagine the vitriol that's being thrown around here. If Mark Shapiro calls me in the next few weeks and I'm a GM candidate and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to have to live in a gated community. Like it's not an enviable job replacing a popular GM like Anthopoulos was, and he'll just get viewed by people who don't quite get it as oh, there's Mark Shapiro's lapdog, there's Mark Shapiro's stooge. That's a tough gig to come into, isn't it?
It is, and I think, you know, I don't see him doing both. I really don't. I think he's going to have to bring somebody in. You know, Bobby the smart. One would used to be promote Tony LaCava, who's already the assistant GM. Mm-hmm. Those organizations well, very, very popular. And that would make the most sense just to promote him. And then you still have your own influence, but he's got the title.
Bob Nightingale joins us on Brady and Walker USA Today. So how does the outside baseball world, hey, he was voted executive of the year by the Sporting News today, so maybe I answered my own question. Where does Anthopoulos go from here? There are currently no vacancies out there for general managerial roles, but is he a hot enough product right now that there will be teams out there saying, hey, we need to reevaluate our front office?
You know, I don't see it being like a Joe Madden situation, you know, a year ago where someone just gets fired to make room for Alex. I could see him being a special assistant somewhere, but Alex really isn't a scout. He's just more of a, you know, a deal maker and, you know, gathers people around and makes a decisions, but not, you know, sitting in the stands with a stopwatch or something like that. You know, maybe the Marlins, maybe if Dan Jennings, you know, does not come back and it's still not resolved, maybe he goes there. Otherwise, maybe he just, you know, stays out a little bit, knowing that if someone runs into some trouble a year from now, he'll be the hot guy out there.
Before you go, Padres hiring Andy Green today. Marlins really close on Don Mattingly, if not done. What does this mean for John Gibbons? This is going to be the time. It's happening now, even in the middle of the World Series. I'm not sure Rob Manfred thinks that's great, but teams have to make their calls. What do you think it means for John Gibbons here?
Well, I mean, John certainly deserves to come back. It's probably unnerving for him to see his boss leave.
Yes.
you know, he doesn't have ties to Shapiro. I would think he would get at least, you know, get at least a two-year contract. He better get that for the job he's done. But I'm sure it's unsettling because now the guy running the show, you know, he's not his guy. So if he doesn't have a good year next year, certainly he could be out.
Hey, Bob, thanks so much for this. Really appreciate you doing this for us today. And thanks again. We love following you.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you.
Bob Nightingale's on Twitter, by the way, at Bob Nightingale, MLB Insider for USA Today. By the way, just quick to sort of update this, we're going to get to maybe a call or two, and we'll take more after three. But Alex Anthopoulos, with varying reports, taking issue with wording and report that Mark Shapiro scolded him for this season's trades, a report Mike Wilner told us was untrue. Other sources have said are untrue. I don't doubt there's going to be, like I said, there's going to be some leakage that comes out of this. Alex Anthopoulos ain't going to rip Rodgers, and Rodgers ain't going to rip Alex Anthopoulos. Mark Shapiro's not going to rip anybody. But, Andrew, I do think you could have eight people in a meeting, and they all come out of a meeting, and they all feel differently about it. You know, you and I have worked together quite a while. Usually we come out of the meeting, and we're like, that went well or that didn't go well. But you don't know. A lot of people from different, someone's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he's talking to him that way when – sometimes guys talk and men and women talk differently and women talk differently. I don't know.
We're working what shift? I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Nightingale brought this up too. And isn't this is funny too, because like, I get it. There's a lot of fans really angry right now. This is a little hypocritical too, because you don't have to like John Gibbons. And I feel like a lot of people out there don't like John Gibbons. Alex Anthopoulos could walk on water. And rightly so with the job he did. But if John Gibbons was announced to be gone, I don't feel there'd be the same fallout. But Bob Nightingale hit the nail on the head. He just went to game 6 of the ALCS. John Gibbons absolutely deserves to come back. It's not a one-year deal. You're not going to make a lame duck. You always give a two-year deal. If you have to pay it out, you have to pay it out.
If you really want the guy, you want.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
John Gibbons absolutely deserves to come out. And this is the reality of sports. He deserves to get an extension, but he might not get one.
I wonder if that's, again, Mark Shapiro can't do this because Twitter's angry at him or not angry at him, but it does quiet the masses if he says, John Gibbons, my manager, opening day next year.
Yeah, maybe. Gibbons is key to this.
And he says that this weekend.
You know what? David Price and Marco Estrada, or one of the two, is key to this as well.
Because Shapiro may very well, and we are going to learn a lot more about this. Mark Shapiro may say, listen, I wanted both guys back. John is back. I asked Alex to come back. I made him a very generous offer, and he wanted to go somewhere else. And again, yes, of course, he won't tell you everything about what the power structure is going to be, but Alex Anthopoulos ain't doing that either. One quickie. We've got about 90 seconds. Jason, go ahead. We'll get to more calls after the break. We chose you, Jason, so make it good. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm a little confused at the outrage of Shapiro. It was Anthopoulos who turned down the deal. I think there's more going on here. I think Alex knows he's never going to have the budget to go out and get the ace that this ball club's going to need. And, you know, he's traded away everybody, so he can't make any more trades. I think he's just going to go out on top. And this is just a pure strategic decision for his career. It's got nothing to do with, you know, how much control he has or whatever. I think he's just, you know, knows the situation the ball club's in.
Maybe so. There's a lot to that. Everybody was shocked. I was in Detroit the day Dave Dombrowski left the Tigers, and that was really, really surprising. Then it was... there was all this talk. Well, Mike Ilitch didn't want you to trade David Price. He thought they were still, he's the owner and the GM. They've known each other for 12 years. They've gone to two World Series together. They don't talk. As for the comments about the payroll, I just disagree. Now, you got to get the pitcher to want to come here, but you know this, Andrew. Mark Burley was kind of paid like an ace, whether he was or not. But the Miami Marlins gave him a contract that befitted an ace pitcher.
Yeah, he's making $22 million or whatever it was.
He can't help that. So if you spend if you spend that same amount of money you're paying Mark Burley on Ryan Zimmerman, you won't get Price and Greinke fine. But if you sign a Zimmerman, a Fister, another guy like that, you'd be amazed how good the rotation looks.
More on this, of course. We'll get to your phone calls as well. It is Alex Anthopoulos Day here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 360.